The Plight and Privilege of Motherhood, Proverbs 22:6, by Rachel Adams, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 22:6. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. Recently, I dropped my son off at school in the morning, and because of extracurricular activities, he was gone until late in the evening. By the time he returned home, it had been 13 hours since I'd seen him. Every day is not this way, but he's growing up, and more, this routine is becoming our new norm. My son enjoys learning, playing sports, and being with friends. Because these activities are life-giving to him, they're life-giving to me. As a mother, all I want is to ensure he's God-loving, thriving, and happy. And he is. But I miss him. Strange to say, when he still lives under my roof. But not so long ago, he was always with me, first in my womb and then in my arms. As he grew, that shifted to my lap, and when he was too big for that, we still held hands. We ate meals together, played together, ran errands together, and when I was really tired, we napped together too. I admit that on many days in those early years of motherhood, I longed for a break from the constant togetherness. I craved time for myself without a little one always needing something from me. Now, I long to have that kind of togetherness again. Thankfully, even though our relationship is changing, on most days when he walks through the front door, he greets me with a hug and sits down to talk. Despite the recent scarcity of our time together, our love has remained close, and for that I'm so grateful. As I consider this new season of parenting I've entered, I'm reminded of God's design for parents and children. Independence is the goal of parenting, isn't it? We try our best to teach our children in the way they should go, hoping they won't depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. We prayerfully raise them to be confident and capable adults who are able to care for themselves and others. In my heart of hearts, I know my son will never stop needing me altogether. Maybe not as much as he once did, but I have a lot of mothering yet to do and so much love still to give. And so, while we are together, I make the most of the time we do have and commit to being more intentional. The car rides, ball games, homework, movie nights, church services, and family trips are more sacred now. Especially now that I realize how quickly this motherhood journey has gone. How ironic that all those days I wished away are the same ones I'm wishing to have back. I pray I remember this lesson in this current season and the seasons to come. Before long, my son will be out of the house altogether, and I'll see him even less. But I trust there will be beauty in that season as well, as there has been in every one to date. Time is but a vapor, and we can't get it back. This is the plight and the privilege of motherhood, so let's make the most of it. What a blessing we've been given to experience motherhood at all. I pray we steward well the children God has entrusted to us and cherish every moment with them while they're under our roofs.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcasts.